Good evening.
Good evening.
Parashat Vayechi. That's the parasha that ends the book of Bereshit. And if we're ending the book of Bereshit, we have to take a few words. What is the book of Bereshit? And we already talked about it. The book of Bereshit, the idea behind it is, it's what we call Sefer Hayashar. Sefer Hayashar is the straight book. What is the straight book? Our ancestors are called Yesharim, straight. Because straight is the right way to go. Otherwise, it's not straight. And what is the straight way to go? The way of the Torah. There is a Mishnah that says, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah. Before you learn Torah, you have to be a mensch. You have to know how to behave.
Yes.
So one of the questions being asked, if Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah is before Torah, so what do you mean? There is something that is not written in the Torah? We know that everything is written in the Torah. So what does it mean, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah? It's before the Torah? So the answer is very simple. Everything is in the Torah. So what's the idea? The idea is that when you learn Torah, there is the first stage. The first stage is become a mensch. Then you can learn the Torah, which means the mitzvahs and all the other things. In other words, don't start doing mitzvahs if you're not a mensch. Doing mitzvahs, it's got a meaning. It's not like we're not robots. We don't do the mitzvahs as robots. We have to put the heart into it and to understand what is behind our existence in this world. So this book of Bereshit is really a lesson to us to learn how to behave. We learn what is to hate. We learn about the first war. We learned about the relationship between Cain and Hevel, talking about hate and jealousy. We're talking about Chesed, Avraham Avinu. We're talking about Gvura, Yitzchak. We're talking about Emet, Yaakov. And we see how you have to deal with certain behaviors, if it's Lavan, if it's Esav, if it's... In other words, this whole book... Yes, this whole book is about how to be a mensch in the society.
It's a millennium, yes? All Bereshit is a millennium, no?
What do you mean?
I read in the Tanya that we are in the sixth millennium.
Ah, okay.
Ooh. And the Bereshit is in the third millennium.
But that's what's in
the
hand.
The first millennium.
But we the third millennium.
That's called... What's it called? It's from... What's it called? What you learned?
Tanya. Tanya.
That's the...
Tanya is what
Chabad,
the old Rebbe wrote.
Hasidut.
This is the first Rebbe of Chabad, wrote the Tanya. It's Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
It's Kabbalah.
Kabbalah, yeah.
It's not simple. When you quote the Tanya, you have to understand what we're talking about. Because the Tanya, people learn it, yes? But people don't understand how deep it is. It's Tanya is based on the Kabbalah. And so, how do we learn that this whole book is the Sefer HaYashar, is the Derech Eretz? Because if you remember when we started the book, we asked the question. The Midrash says, why did the Torah start from the Reshit Bara Elokim, the creation, while the book is a book of laws? The Torah is our laws. So you should start with the first law, with the first mitzvah. So the answer was, Koach ma'asav yigid la'amo latet lahem nachlat goyim. God wanted to show the whole world that he created the world, he's got the power, he owns the world, and he can decide who will sit here in Eretz Israel. So if he wants, he will put the Canaanite here, but if he wants, he will take them out of here and put Am Israel in. So, okay, if this is the reason that the Torah started with Bereshit, so it could end with the creation, and then we could go to the first mitzvah. But that's not what's happening. We have a whole book full with stories. So what's the idea behind it? And also, you know, I thought about it. It's not exactly a very good excuse, because if you say that God decided to give it to us instead of the Canaanite, you can also say very simple, and that's the way... There are people that say, like the Christian, that's what they say, that we sinned, and because we sinned,
we lost
Eretz Israel, and it's not ours anymore.
Yeah.
So, in other words, this excuse is we have a problem with it. But if we take those two things, that first of all, the whole book of Bereshit is about stories, that maybe if the reason is to start with a mitzvah, we should start with the first mitzvah. So this excuse doesn't hold. And then to understand and realize that when we talk about the creation, and we're talking about Derech Eretz, and maybe that's the reason that now we have got no excuse, and we cannot say anything about God gave us, took us from us. That's because that's not the idea of separation. God decides what He wants to decide. God promised this land to us. By the way, it's written in Sefer Bereshit also. Lecha ulezaracha eten et haaretz hazot. So it's written very clearly that this land belongs to us. So what's the idea behind the whole Sefer Bereshit? As we said, that's the Derech Eretz. And after you will learn Sefer Bereshit, then we can start learning the Torah in a proper way. In other words, there is no meaning to do the mitzvahs without the heart in it.
Yeah.
Without behaving like human beings.
And that's the message, because
of course,
you know, people need to know how to conduct themselves so that they can.
And this is exactly what Yaakov Avinu is blessing his children, because it's very strange. Yaakov Avinu in the Parsha says, "E'asfu v'agida lachem et asher ikre otchem b'acharit ha'amim." Come on, I want to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days. But then we see he starts blessing his children. So, what's going on here? He doesn't say anything about what's going to happen in the end of days. So, the Rashi says that he wanted to tell them, but God stopped him. Why? Because there's all discussion in the Gemara about those who make calculation when the Geula is going to come. And the Gemara says, "Tipach rucham shel mechashvei kitzin." In other words, those who do the calculation of the end shall die. It's no good to do this. And this is very interesting because we know that a lot of tzaddikim did calculation and told us that year or whatever it's called, the Geula is going to come. And it didn't happen. So it's a contradiction. What's going on here? Are you allowed or you're not allowed? So Rashi, what he says, definitely it's not allowed. But let's understand what's the idea about those who did try to tell us that this year is a year of the Mashiach. The idea is that we have two ways of Geula. Be'ita, achishena. In time and before time. Before time depends on us. If we do good, the Mashiach can come tomorrow morning.
Bring it,
yes. But if we don't do good, doesn't mean the Mashiach is not going to come. He's going to come definitely, but at the time. Now, you're allowed to do the calculation of when it is a possibility that the Mashiach will come if we do the right thing. That's also why they say that in every generation there is somebody that is suitable to be the Mashiach. But he doesn't know it, and nobody knows it, till it's going to happen. And when it's going to happen, either when the time comes, which we don't know, or if we do the good in the eyes of God, do tshuva, be together, and then...
Who was the rabbi that said that if Am Yisrael keep two Shabbat in all Am Yisrael,
the one said if you keep one,
then Hashem comes. Who is a midrash?
It's a midrash, I think. I don't remember who said it.
Harif spoke about this, but he said because it's one country, is all the different states,
all the different hours,
at different times.
No, so it need to be two Shabbatot.
But all Am Israel, this is the point. Every Jew
should be in Israel.
No. Should keep
Shabbat.
Keep Shabbat.
Two Shabbat. Together, then?
You see, that we'll get to it in a minute. The point is together. We'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
So, now, we want to understand what is Yaakov really saying. So, from one side, we say, you're not allowed to do the calculation. What are you not allowed to do calculation? Of the real time. You should never try to do calculation of when the Mashiach is going to come definitely. And you're not allowed to deal with it. And also, there are some of our sages that say, you anyway shouldn't do any calculation, because we believe that it can come every day.
Yeah.
And this is the belief we should go on. And unfortunately, we all know that through the generation, there were what we call Mashiachei Sheker, false prophets, that told us they are the Mashiach, and they said that it's going to come at that day, and it didn't happen. And unfortunately, because of it, a lot of Am Israel left the religion, and sometimes even become Christians and other things. By the way, the Shabtai Tzvi was one of the most famous one,
yeah.
Shabtai Tzvi. And I think till today there are people that follow him. Because you have to understand, people don't realize it. But all those false Mashiach...
He became a Christian.
Yes. This is all... Now you have to understand, we think it's only Shabtai Tzvi, but I have a cousin, a third degree cousin, who wrote a whole book about all the Mashiachei Sheker. And it's not one, and not two, and not three. It's a lot of them. And through the generation, unfortunately, they cause a lot of problems for Am Yisrael. And that's the reason you shouldn't deal with all those calculations. Because if this doesn't happen, you get disappointed, and this is the easy case. But the worst case is, you go. And you have to understand, as I started saying, we're not talking about stupid people. Shabtai Tzvi was dealing with Kabbalah. He knew a lot of secrets. And this is also today, you have to be very careful not to believe all those who learn 2 days Kabbalah and think that they can do things. Sometimes they know a little more, and also you have to have a real guy that learns Kabbalah and goes into it really deep, he wouldn't talk about it and definitely wouldn't use it, because you're not allowed to use it and you cannot use it, and that's a fact. So, unfortunately, those Mashiachei Sheker had a lot of knowledge, because and they were very charismatic, so people followed them. They were not stupid. It's not that, you have to understand, people, good people. By the way, one of the most famous Mashiachei Sheker is Bar Kochba.
Yeah.
Right.
People don't realize it. Bar Kochba, at the end of his day, was a Mashiach Sheker. And even Rabbi Akiva followed him, believed it.
Yeah.
Which is, you have to understand, really, what we're talking about here. And this is why Chazal say, don't do the calculation. Don't go into it. So what does Yaakov say? Yes.
There's a woman, I don't know if she's still alive, years ago we went on the tourist spot, and there she was with the table by this little alleyway. She said to him, Mashiach is coming up on his donkey up this alleyway, and every day she came, baked cookies for the Mashiach.
Very nice. She's waiting for the Mashiach. Very good. They say the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim Zatzal, he had special clothes ready, and whenever he went somewhere, he has like Shabbos clothes. He said, when the Mashiach is going to come, I'm going to dress for him. I have to be prepared. But that's, Chofetz Chaim said, if everybody would behave like this, the Mashiach will come on the spot.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we talk about it, but they don't really believe in it. And that's the problem. But let's see what is really Yaakov saying. So is he saying then, or is he not? So on the face of it, he doesn't say anything. The Zohar HaKadosh says, if the Torah is written that Yaakov is telling his sons what's going to happen in the end of days, and the Torah doesn't say that he didn't say, so he must have said it. But maybe we don't see it on the surface, so we have to make sure what exactly Yaakov said. He definitely tell his son something that is connected to the end of days. Because he's saying it. And the Torah doesn't say that he didn't say it.
Only Rashi say it.
Yeah, because when you look at it, you don't see anything. Here, let's read it, and you see how it's written. It's Perek Memtet Pasuk Aleph. Vayikra Yaakov, got it? Perek Memtet, Pasuk Aleph. The first Pasuk of Perek Memtet.
Mm-hmm. mean that pasukal here.
Vayikra Yaakov el banav. He called his sons, vayomer, and he says, "E'asfu v'agid alachem, gather together, and I will tell you, asher ikre etchem b'charet, what's going to happen at the end of days. Ikaptu v'shimu, come close to me, come together, the sons of Yaakov, and listen to your father Israel. Reuven v'chori ata."
You are the...
Right away, he starts with Reuven, with Reuven and like the blessing, which doesn't look exactly like blessing, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Yeah. But where is that what he promised to say? So let's understand what's the whole idea of those blessings. Maybe we'll understand what's going on here. What are those blessings about? When we look at the blessing of Reuven, you are the firstborn, blah, 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 but you are hasty like water, and you did this thing wrong, and chilalta yitzvei Allah. Then he goes to Shimon and Levi and gets getting worse. Oh, klei chamas mechorotehem, you are evil people, you what you do, what, it looks like more like a curse. Besodam al tavon nafshi, I don't want to go in the secret, don't want to know anything about it. Bekealam, don't want to be in their crowd. Ki be'apam argu ish, they kill people, and ikru shol, talking about Yosef, but there's all idea. Arur apam, what is arur?
Arur,
what is arur?
Cursed.
Is this a blessing? Yes.
No.
What's going on here?
Yeah. It's really strange. Really strange.
And then, what I'm going to do with them? Achalkam be'Yakov ve'apitzam be'Israel. I'm going to spread them all over. Real blessing. Unbelievable blessing. What's going on here? If you don't believe it's blessing, let's go to the end. The end.
The end is
Memtet, Perek Memtet, Perek Memtet, Pasu. Sorry? Well, Baruch Hashem, at least somebody has got a good blessing. But we don't start so good. Let's see what's happening in Pasu, in Perek Memtet, in Pasu, Kafchet. 28.
Who is blessing now?
No, that's the end.
Yeah.
So in the end, what he's saying is,
who is the
Kol Ele Shiftei Israel. All of those are the tribes of Israel. Shnei Masar, 12. Vezod Asher Diber Lahem Avihem. That's what our father talked with them. Vayevarech Otam, and he blessed them. So the Torah is telling us very clearly that everything was a blessing. So we have to understand what's going on here.
So speaking Shimon and Levi is a blessing.
Yes, that's what's written here. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, all of them are blessing. Then there is another interesting thing. We have a lot of animals. We have a lion, a snake, what is this? A whole zoo we have in there.
Yeah, a zoo. So
what's going on here?
A donkey.
The Gemara says if God wouldn't give us the Torah and the mitzvahs, we would have learned all those things from the animals. Because every animal's got a special characteristic that a certain behavior that we can learn from. And that, by the way, that's one of the laws of nature. The nature and is connected directly to the spiritual life. In other words, what we see in the world can teach us about us. What we see in the physical world can teach us about the spiritual world. Everything is connected. So if we didn't have the laws that tell us how to behave and what to do, we should learn it from the animals. For example, pigeons. Pigeons have what we call zugiyut. Zugiyut, how do you say zugiyut?
Yes,
pairs.
Yes. And they don't go to nobody else unless when one of them dies, then they go to somebody else. Otherwise, they stick to one another. They're faithful to one another.
Sincere.
So this we can learn from a pigeon. From a cat, we can learn how to be clean. Not to do anything in the middle of the street, because a cat never does. It always covered what it does.
No, because he vomited.
But vomit is sick.
He vomited the one side, I don't know.
He was sick.
No, to clean his body.
Who said?
They clean it with their tongue.
Anyway, this is not a lesson in zoology.
Who else?
What? And all the animals, so every man you have to look, you can learn something. That's what you see in the blessing
the
also.
The ant, they work together. One help the other.
They're very good. And the two birds, it's sweet, they're wonderful.
I'm saying, so we see.
Everyone.
So what is the whole idea behind those blessings?
Yeah.
Because what is the greatest blessing that somebody can get? When you come to this world, the first question you should ask yourself when you can ask the question is, what do I do here? What is my job? Because we believe that this world is only a passageway to the next world. So what is my job in this world? What is my talent? What is the best way for me to get to the right place and do the right thing? And sometimes people all their life are looking for the mission in life. And here, what is Yaakov Avinu doing? He's telling each one of the tribes
the mission.
The mission. He's telling you have a problem in this. You have a talent to this. You have a talent for psychology. You have a talent to be a merchant. You to do business. You have a talent to learn Torah.
Nobody came to me.
So that's a marvelous
me.
That's why you should learn this parsha properly.
but he was a wonderful father that he knew all the attributes of his children.
But
Yaakov Avinu is teaching us a lot. And he's teaching us that, first of all, not everybody is the same. And each one of us got different talents.
Yeah.
And each one of us got different talents and different abilities. And the first, the best blessing is if somebody will come to you and tell you, this is your job in life. So you know what you have to do. Is there a greater blessing than this?
We'll show you the way. That's the way.
Exactly. So this is the greatest blessing. That's what he's saying. So let's see at Shimon and Levi. In Shimon and Levi you can see that it is a blessing. Why? Because sometimes we think that God does bad things. God doesn't do bad things. Only good. So what is so good in what Yaakov Avinu is telling Shimon and Levi? So let's see. Levi, what is Shevet Levi? Huh? You tell me, what's Shevet Levi? The holiest tribe.
Yeah.
How can it be after a blessing like this? Strange.
Yeah.
Why? Because they used the tools they got in the right way. Because what is he saying? You are hasty, you didn't think before you did something, and you have the zeal, you have the jealousy to do things for your sister, whatever. Now, if you take this jealousy, and you're jealous for God, it's the best thing. But if you take it to the wrong side, we have Shimon, that for Zimri ben Salu, one of the head tribes of Shimon, did this unbelievable thing with the Midianite and confronted Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, by the way, from the Shevet Levi. So we see the conflict from one side, and from the other side we learn that you can get the same talent, the same abilities
to do good or to do bad.
And you are the one who makes it good or bad.
Choice.
That's your choice. And this is the sample on the beginning with Shimon and Levi. In other words, this is an unbelievable blessing to know what is your job in life. And you know that when your father gives you the tools, here, take the tools, now go on your way. Unbelievable.
That Shimon did wrong.
That's the lesson for us. But you have to say, not all the tribe of Shimon did wrong. Because Shimon, he says, what he's saying here is also very interesting. He says, Achalkam beYaakov, v'afitzem beYisrael. What is Achalkam? I'll spread them in Yaakov. And I don't know how you, why does it translate Achalkem v'afitzem? That's the, we'll go back to the first passage we talked about, which is in the beginning, talking Memtet, Hey.
Yeah,
I'll separate them within Yaakov and I'll disperse them in Israel.
Now, is this the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
Chalekam ze separate.
But you have to look at something else. What is written here? You have the two names of who?
Yaakov
suddenly is changed to Israel. Well, what is the Torah trying to tell us? Yaakov, the Baruch Haim HaKadosh says, and by the way, our Pasha has got a whole explanation about the use in the Torah of the name Yaakov and the name Israel. And we talked about it a lot in the past.
Yes.
When we talk about Yaakov, Yaakov is a low level.
Uh-huh.
Israel is a high level. So what is he saying here? Achalkem beYaakov. If they do the right thing and fight as Yaakov fought, they will get to the level Va'afitzem beYisrael. But they can also, unbelievable, that's the low thing is that Shimon took it to the wrong way, and we know what happened. But Shimon also were those who used to go all around and teach the Torah. Shevet Levi and Shevet Shimon. That's what their job. And we see in Rashi that was his writing. That's what he's telling us. So in other words, he's telling us of the two levels. Because on the other side, Afitzen b'Israel, this is Shevet Levi. Because Shevet Levi are the high level. And they were also spread all over because they didn't have land of their own. So they were spread all over Israel.
They were supposed to teach.
Yes. And also Shevet Shimon supposed to teach. But that's exactly the thing. So you see that even here already is giving the solution. He tells them, you shouldn't be together. Mm-hmm. If you're together, what your temper and everything is going to work in the wrong way. You can't face it. You cannot do the job. It's like you take salad and you want to put salt on it. Now, if you put all the salt in one place, you cannot eat it.
No.
But if you spread the salt all over the salad, it's tasty. Without salt, mm-hmm. It's not tasty.
That's right.
In other words, you need the salt, but you need it to be spread. In other words, that's a blessing. He's telling them exactly what to do. Now, what is this to do with the end of days? We still haven't got the answer.
Yeah.
So, what is Yaakov saying to them in the beginning? ויקרא יעקב אל בניו ויאמר אספו ואגידה לכם את אשר יקרה אתכם באחרית הימים.
Come close.
אספו, come together. ואגידה, one of the beautiful explanations says, ואגידה is like אגודה אחת, be one. Like we have the lulav and the etrog and the ערבה and the הדס is calling ויעשו אגודה. And what do we say? ויעשו אגודה אחת. That's what we say. In other words, Yaakov is telling them a very clever thing. He says, you know when the end of days is going to come? Or how you can make the end of days come?
When you
all be together as one. But when each one of us, of you, is doing his own job for everybody. And that was written in the end of the blessings. We started reading it. ויברך אותם איש אשר כברכתו ברך אותם. It's written, he blessed them, and each one got his own blessing. So we have here everybody, אותם, and we have each one of them as an individual. In other words, each one of us has got a job. I can tell you, 2 weeks ago, we had a flood in one of our warehouses. And because of this, till today, we have problems with delivering things and also with putting in the warehouse. We have two containers in the harbor. We have to bring them to the warehouse and we cannot bring them. I think all today we because of the flood, they have to take out the water, they have to dry the place, and because of this, everything stopped. What?
Spoil the things that
part of it, a small part, because most of my stuff was on shelves.
Yeah. My son in Dallas, the same thing happened to their business.
Okay, so now I'm starting thinking. Look. What is a business? How it is built? If I've got a flood, I cannot deliver the merchandise. If I cannot deliver the merchandise, the business doesn't work. Now, let's say I've got a problem with a lorry. So again, the same thing. People won't get the stuff. I have a problem with the driver. He's sick. Again, people won't get their spot. I myself, you say, I've got, if I have merchandise, I need somebody to sell it. If I have merchandise, nobody to sell it, nothing's going to happen. Now, if I have somebody to sell, but I've got no merch, no nothing to sell, also no good. If I have a business and I've got no accountant, also no good. In other words, if we look at the business, and as we said in the beginning, that the physical world is connected to the